It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews from bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll crank great tunes from Metal Reband, Ruby Bones, and Jake Dowell and Indigo Soul. Michael Squillis calls in to tell us about the 7th annual Jammin' for Jacqueline fundraiser concert. And Beth from Mama Drama checks in with the perfect tune for Mother's Day. But first, let's kick off our 100th podcast with the latest from Reality Suite. They have a live album coming out on May 19th. And before they begin putting that together, they recorded this rad cover of the Cranberries' Zombie. Check it out now on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Your head, in your hand, they are crying. What's in your head? In your hand, they are crying.
Jungle Suite covering Zombie by the Cranberries on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. I'd say that's a killer way to kick off our 100th show. Now, that was recorded live at the Asbury Lanes on March 7th, and I'm stoked to say I was in the crowd for that performance. It was the second-to-last live show I was at before the lockdown occurred, the last one being our second-to-last Jersey Rock showcase right in Lake Como on March 12th. Now, to add a little insult to injury on this, after Reality Suite did their set, I got up on stage and I introduced Vendetta Rose. And before I introduced Vendetta Rose, I told everyone in the crowd to come see Reality Suite at the Jersey Rock Showcase finale at River Rock and Brick on March 19th. Of course, that show never happened. But I am very happy to have caught Reality Suite on March 7th. It was a killer show. Keep an eye out for a new live album. It's their Live at Alpha Wave Studios album coming out on May 19th. In fact, you could hear it on Jersey Rock on the On Air show on May 19th, 20th, and 21st. We'll have Brian King calling in each night. Learn more at realitysuite.com. Joining us over the phone is Beth from Mama Drama. Beth, thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
It's awesome to have you on the Jersey Rock podcast. I became acquainted with your group when I recorded an entire show over at the Lake House Music Academy about a month ago, and your band was formed there. Tell us about how that went.
We did. That's kind of our official mom meetup, we like to say. A couple of the ladies in the band had kiddos that were taking classes over there. And basically in the in-between hours while we were waiting to pick them up, kind of, you know, nudged each other and said, you know, we should totally start a mom band. We should start a mom band. So we did. It happened. And it kind of kicks ass. And we have had a really good time. It's been a couple of years now and have had a few different iterations as, you know, moms' lives change and take various turns. But we're having a blast right now. It's been great.
That's awesome. I was talking to Jeff Crespi, and he was singing your praises and saying that he's caught you with a Chubby Pickle and some other venues and how you ladies get around. And I think that's totally rad. And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Mama Drama is doing?
I think Instagram right now is where we're updating most of our good stuff. I would say social media. So Mama Drama, Mama Drama Band, our website as well. But I think Instagram tends to be where we post our most up-to-date photos and upcoming shows and merchandise as well.
And the track we're doing on the podcast, tell us about MILF.
MILF. MILF was a culmination, I think, of all of our passions and frustrations and the reality of being a mama and a lover of rock. So, yeah, Moms in Leather Forever, it's really just kind of an ode to what we are all about and a call to action to all the mamas out there to just keep on rocking. Have a great time. Take it all with stride. Don't let, you know, the day-to-day just rituals and checklists of mom life bring you down, but there's more to it.
Beth from Mama Drama, keep an eye out for the single we're about to rock. Beth, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Mama Drama with MILF on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Tired of doing what we're told. Tired of paying.
Rooftops on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their latest EP, Tooth. It's part two of a trilogy that also includes their Laser EP. Keep an eye out for part three coming soon. Learn more at rubybonesband.com. Joining us over the phone is Michael Squillis, the organizer of Jammin' for Jacqueline. It's raising money for two area cancer patients in its seventh year this year. Michael, thank you for calling in.
How you doing, man? Thank you so much for having me.
Dude, it's always a pleasure. It was awesome having you along with Nick Ryan and the Mess on the Jersey Rock Showcase at Jammin's back in February. It was a killer night that night. It really drives home the fact that I really miss live local music.
Yeah, we all miss it, man. But we're adapting and we're doing this live streaming stuff now, and it's fun. But yeah, I do miss the stage.
Well, that's great the way you guys managed to roll with this, because normally Jammin' for Jacqueline is a big all day music event. You've got awesome caterers and stuff. Obviously, we can't do that in the era of social distancing. So you guys are doing this show June 13th over on Facebook Live at Jammin' for Jacqueline. It's 7 to 10:30. How's this going to work?
Oh man, it's gonna be I'm excited. I'm upset for not being able to do it in person, but I'm excited about trying something new. And we're gonna have 9 bands streaming on Facebook Live, and we're gonna make it amazing, just like we made Jammin' for Jacqueline the actual benefit in person, what it is today, you know.
And this event is raising money for the families of two area cancer patients. One is the family of Chris Sekowski, who battled the disease and unfortunately is no longer with us, but his family still has those mounting medical bills from his treatment. The other is an 11-year-old girl, Sienna Smith, who's currently battling this over at CHOP in Pennsylvania. If somebody would like to donate, how can they do so?
We just set up this platform, givebutter.com, and you can go use Venmo, PayPal, Samsung Pay, anything you think of, even your credit card, you could plug right in there. Just go to givebutter.com/Jammin-for-Jacqueline, and you just donate right there, or the traditional way of paper check, you can send it to us, or you can text 202-858-1233 and text J4J2020, and that's the J4J, that's a number 4, and you can donate right from your phone.
And like every year, you have the 50-50. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the 50-50 is still going on. We're up over $2,000 to the winner. We're really excited to be pushing over that soon, hopefully. And we're just reach out to us any way you can. You know, jamminforjacqueline.org has all our areas. You can DM us, PM us, email us at jamminforjacqueline@gmail.com, and we'll find a safe way of delivering 50-50s and collecting the payment for it.
And Jammin' for Jacqueline is now a registered trademark, and you have a brand new website, jamminforjacqueline.org. Tell us about that.
I worked for like a year to get it trademarked, and just because, you know, you're so busy with so much stuff going on. And it is, I did it without like the help of a lawyer or anything like that. It's kind of really exciting to get the paper, you know, the little certificate they send you in the mail, and it's, you know, you now it's like real, like nobody can touch it, you know. It's really exciting, and then we have the website up. It's in .org and jammingforjacqueline.org, and I'm excited for people to check it out and just be able to give me feedback on it so I can make it even better than it is.
Michael Squillis, the organizer of Jammin' for Jacqueline. It's in its seventh year. This year on Facebook Live, June 17th at Jammin' for Jacqueline, 7 to 10:30. Learn more at jamminforjacqueline.org. Michael, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks so much for having me, man.
Hell yeah, dude. We'll have you on the on-air show in June. But right now, let's rock a track from one of the acts playing this streaming event. Here's Jake Tavel and Indigo Soul with Truth on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Mother says when we grow up, the world gets tough, we'll understand. Mother says we'll be all right. Father says that we're alone, all on our own. Don't feel shame. Father says we'll be all right. for your life in every day. Sister says he went away. But I recall the screams at night. I dare not move, struck down by fright. Someone said we'll be alright. I don't believe them. I don't believe them anymore. I don't believe them. The truth when walking out the door. I don't believe them. I don't believe them anymore. I don't believe them. The truth when walking out the door.
Hey, this is Matt O'Ree, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Stone Ponies, please welcome the Matt O'Ree Band!
on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Live at the Stone Pony album. Check it out at MattOReeBand.com. And this Thursday, May 14th at 9 p.m. at Facebook.com/95.9 The Rat, Matt O'Ree and Aaron will kick off the Jersey Rock Home Showcase Series. A new performance hits the Rat Facebook fan page every Thursday at 9 p.m. Learn more on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Well, that does it for our 100th Jersey Rock Podcast episode. We kick things off with a live track, and we finish things with a live track. And I want to thank everyone who's been following this show since the start. I can't believe we've done 100 episodes already. And I look forward to many, many more. Remember, you can have this delivered to your email every Monday by subscribing to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com. Club Rat is free to join. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on this show, the on-air show, you've got a cool music video, or you're doing a streaming event, email me, jerseyrock@wrac.com. And don't forget, Jersey Rock rocks the airwaves every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 on 95.9 The Rat. Listen anywhere in the world at wrac.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading our 100th podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, practice social distancing. Things will get back to normal. And that includes live local music. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.